an LM Communication station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
I'm on live right now, Chris. Well, here we are. We welcome you in to episode number 5 of My Town, Your Town. I am your host, Jim Strawn. We've been doing this for a month. As I mentioned, this is episode number 5. The show is about all the good stuff, all the good people, all the good organizations doing good work to move our community forward in a positive way. This is day 22,870 for me. And I'm living the good life. What a jam-packed My Town, Your Town show we have for you in store today. 4 great segments talking about good things that are happening throughout our community. We're going to catch up with a dear friend of mine, John. John works with Live on the Levee. Live on the Levee starts next week. The Moses Auto Group, Live on the Levee, season number 20. We're going to talk with him a little bit about the lineup this year. We're going to catch up with some folks from the YWCA and the NASCAR Giveathon. We're going to catch up with Vicky and Dan to talk about tomorrow's 63rd Armed Forces Day Parade down D Street in South Charleston. Then we're going to conclude talking with the local business lady, a new business owner, about what she does with her business, Face the World with Lisa. So lots of good things happening, lots of fun things to talk about. We kick it off, we launch it off with my good friend John Ingram. John Ingram is in the house. John, good morning. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great. It's beautiful outside.
It is nice.
I'm getting ready to head out of town for some shows in Kentucky for the weekend. I've got my fishing poles with me. Could life be any better? I'm bursting at the seams over here, man.
Like we said, this is about good people doing good things, and you're living the good life.
Living the good life, just like you, Jim.
We both dressed for radio today. We got our hats on. We just got out of bed.
Not shaved.
I haven't shaved. Yeah. But, you know, we did the press conference for the Moses Auto Group Live on Levee about 9 days ago, last Wednesday, down there on the overlook beside Haddad Riverfront Park. We announced the musical lineup for the 20th season of the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee. We got our sponsors in order. We got our charities in order. We open up, John, next Friday night is opening night of Live on the Levee, May the 26th. As always, we'll get started with the music about 6:30. We always conclude by 9:30. It's one of those family-friendly evenings with just good people, good neighbors coming down, good music, a nice breeze off the majestic Kanawha River. Haddad Riverfront Park comes alive. The Schoenbaum stage has some great music, lots of food vendors, food and beverage, just a great time. People really look forward to this, John, every year. There's a big committee to kind of put the Moses Auto Group Live on Levee together. You work collaboratively with the city. We work with lots of folks.
Right.
But you were a small part of the committee. What stands out to you when you look at the lineup? And we'll go over it kind of maybe week by week, but just in general, John, what do you think of the upcoming season with this musical lineup?
I'm really excited about this lineup. Of course, you know, we trimmed down the season a couple weeks this year, down to 10.
We're going to end on August the 18th.
That's right.
This year. Typically, we end Friday of Labor Day weekend, so we trimmed it down just a little bit, and that last night, since you already said it, John, that last night, August the 18th, is going to be back to school night. We are going to cater to the kiddos. We're going to have some stuff for back to school.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And it should be fun. We have Shalim, who really, you know, kids love, but people of all ages love him too. Children of all ages love Shalim.
He did such a tremendous job. He was on, I believe, two seasons
ago.
And he was an opening act. He is just keeps continuing to rise. He's a rising star.
He is a rising star.
And he's so charismatic and so talented, and we just love him. And he is headlining this year for
nice.
Back to School
Night. I can't wait.
And it's going to close the season. It's going to be a tremendous night. But yeah, the committee, it's a committee, and it's a group effort. And of course, you know, it's the city of Charleston. And the community, it's a great, I mean, this is the 20th season.
20th season, John, I know you keep texting me. I've been there for all of, but 17, I've been hosting it, so I love it. The first couple of years, it had such a humble beginning, and I know a little bit about the beginning. We actually didn't have the canopy down there.
Right.
We had, and we would
bring in a stage, right?
We would bring in a hay trailer with a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And some folks like you or whoever, some local musicians, would get up on the hay trailer and play for about 25 or 30 people.
Yeah.
And the first year was 6 weeks. David Mogard and the father of Live on the Levee,
yes.
The president at the time, Tom Lane, it was their conception, it was their idea. And Tom and David would take turns emceeing it. And after a while, Tom said, you know, Jim, we're not MCs. And I'm thinking, I looked him right in the eye. I go, you know, Tom, you're right. You're not. He said, would you like to do it, Jim? And I was like, heck yeah, I would like to do it. So, yeah, great season coming up. Next Friday night, we open up May 26th. We're going to open. It's Veterans Night and Fireworks Night. So we're going to honor all of our veterans. And because we're honoring our veterans, you know, we say that Live on Levee is great fun for a great cause. And the cause is... some folks like the Covenant House, the YWCA Sojourner Shelter. We're going to have the RCCR, the Kanawha Collective, which was the old Rourke Sullivan. They do the veterans. So that night is going to be the veterans, and we also help Man and Meal. So we have the veterans. We have the fireworks. And opening up is the Chase, and then Hair Supply is going to headline opening night. John, talk about those two groups.
These guys are really fun. Well, the Chase is out of Southern Ohio, Eastern Kentucky area, Huntington area, the tri-state area, I guess, as it were. Cover act covers a lot of ground from 70s, 80s, and 90s, kind of soft rock, your radio hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hair Supply,
yeah.
who are located right here in town in the valley, they're a trip, man.
They're rockers,
you know,
man.
They're full tilt rockers.
Yeah.
They're doing, like, you know, the hair metal kind of.
Yeah.
But it's radio friendly. It's danceable. It's fun. Everybody's going to sing every word of every song. You'll know the whole
yeah,
thing.
For not a huge fan of, like, rock metal, I like these guys because, like you just said, they're fun to dance to. They play covers. I'll know the metal.
Right.
I'll know the songs. And they make it fun. They
sound
got
like
a great
Dick Clark over here. You got a nice beat and you can dance to it, right?
Right. Yeah. Not bad. How do you rate that record? Yeah.
But they're going to be tremendous, and you know, they played Regatta last year, which is, you know, another one of those weeks that we have cut out, which is great because there's still free programming going on around town, and I emphasize the word free.
Right.
Free.
Yeah,
and this
Live
is
on Levee's free, so, you know, the Storm of Regatta is free to come down. Hair Supply played last year at the Regatta,
that's
and I
right.
think the mayor saw them, looked at the committee members and said, hey, I think these guys might be a pretty good act for the levee.
That's exactly what happened.
So that's what happened?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happened. Hey, I'm going to move on. June the 2nd. Take a look at June 2nd there. Tell me who we got playing.
June,
what do you know
2nd,
about him?
Mikkel Buck Band. He's in North Carolina now. He is opening,
okay.
But he is actually a homeboy. He's from Charleston.
So he's coming home.
But he's coming home. This is going to be great. He's going to bring a big grip of fans with him. And then we have Allie Colleen, who is actually Garth Brooks' daughter.
You said that at the press
yes.
conference. I didn't put it together. That's Allie?
Allie Colleen. That's June 2nd. That'll be the
that's
second.
That's Garth's daughter.
Garth's daughter.
Well,
yes, and she's
might
a rising
have some good
star,
genes
so.
In her.
Yeah, she's got some good genes, yeah. So that's going to be a great weekend. Of course, you know, country leaning. But you know, they're mm-hmm. rocking. They're
yeah.
they're more contemporary kind of country. So, I mean, you know, it's something for everybody.
Country
you know,
is all, country has crossed over years ago to the
yeah,
pop scene.
Totally true.
I mean, it just is what it is. And Garth was probably part of that front. I mean, he was part of that.
Definitely.
Let's move over to the pop scene. June the 9th, you know a little bit about this. We're going to do a tribute to The Who. It's not a Who tribute band, but you and a bunch of friends, you get together, and you pay homage to the group,
that's
The
right.
Who. Is that how that
that's
works?
Perfectly put.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've been doing this for, this will be the fifth year, and I helped put this together for Live on the Levee, and it's a really inclusive. We get a headliner from a touring, you know, so out at bigger act, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And he or she will be the kind of the main guest. But then we have a lot of regional and local talent interspersed with that. So we are doing the Who. Last year we did David Bowie. We've done Bill Withers. We haven't done Prince yet.
You haven't done Prince?
Hybrid Soul did Prince. Okay, that was a tremendous night. Yeah. That was a tremendous night. But anyway, these are a great thing, and it's a great opportunity to get showcase local talent, and then also pair them up with some national kind of acts and show people, hey, you know, this is what we're about here in Charleston.
We did Tom Petty.
Yes, we did.
I was sitting there. You see me working it.
You are correct. And I'm thinking Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones, we did. Yeah. June 16th, I'm going to let you say that
June 16th, Roster Rafiki is headlining. They are a legendary reggae kind of beach party band that
Bob Marley-ish, reggae-ish.
You got it. I mean, drum, Peter Tosh kind of thing. Bob Marley. But they also do their own Appalachian version of this thing. And so they've been around for decades.
For me, that's my music.
It's going to be tremendous. I love that. That's going to be a great night. And opening that night is Aristotle Jones.
He's been here. He's been on stage.
He's actually on the cover. He doesn't play mountain stage, but he's on the cover of the CDB. He did sound checks one night.
I do believe.
You're correct.
I do believe.
Yeah, he did sound checks one night.
June 23rd, we got some new old souls kind of kicking us off.
New old souls is opening, and Solis. She is absolutely amazing, guitarist, singer, blues kind of bass. But she's been on the road with Trey Anastasio of Phish, Dave Matthews Band, Brandi Carlile. I mean, she is like one of the, this is one of the bigger nights of the year. Yeah, and if you get a chance, go look her up and just check out what she's about. She's worked with Joni Mitchell recently. I mean, she's a... When I say rising star, please believe we're getting her. This is one you'll say in five, 10 years.
I knew her when.
Remember when we saw her at the Levee in front of 4,000 people?
That's what's great about you guys knowing who to get. You know, the schedule's made up of a lot of timing, some different genres. If you don't like music this Friday, just wait a Friday because we try to get different genres. But you're getting these up-and-coming stars who are talented but don't have the big name yet. Mm-hmm. So you know who to get. They're also traveling. Okay, we're in Asheville on Thursday night. Yeah, we'll stop in Charleston on our way to Pittsburgh on Friday. So there's a lot of variables that go into this whole schedule.
Tons of variables. And, you know, we have a budget to work with.
Right.
And that's a big variable. I don't want to stay classy here, but it's not a big one.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And so we do a lot with what we have. And, you know, that's...
Speaking of the budget, it does take a village to put these together, and it is great that we get so many community partners, and I do want to thank them and mention them. Without them, we probably couldn't have Live on Levee at all.
No question.
So we call it the Moses Auto Group Live on Levee because Moses is our title sponsor, and they have been. If you see anybody from Moses or the Moses family or Jeremy, the COO, thank them. This is their 15th year for the Live on Levee, Moses Auto Group. We also have three pretty big heavy hitters, our diamond sponsors, Brewer and Company, Tom Kirk, who's also a musician.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I think that's why he supports it. And Brewer has been with us for all 20 years. They're the only business that has supported Live on Levee every year.
Amazing.
Lou Wendell Marine Sales, our good friend Mike and Lou Wendell. They're from right here in St. Albans. And kind of new this year, we appreciate the health plan. They're out of Wheeling, but they service folks all over West Virginia. Special thanks to Bridge Valley Community and Technical College, City National Bank, good friends of mine from Highland Hospital, Mountain State Beverage, Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery, Northwestern Mutual, new this year, Spriggs Distributing, Paradon Corporation, the Beverage Market, the University of Charleston. I talked about collaboration earlier. Festival is a sponsor. Highmark Blue Cross is a sponsor. Another friends of ours from the radio world, WTSQ, is a sponsor this year, the law firm of Bowles Rice. Scott Garrison Insurance, my buddy Scott, Goodwin Law, Serve Pro, Solar Holler, the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation, ZMM, CAMC Kidney Transplant, and the Center for Organ Recovery and Education, otherwise known as CORE. And, of course, my company, Jim Strawn and Company, is happy to support this. John, we didn't...
Talk about community, right?
I knew it would go fast. That is a community. Kind of wrap up the last 5 or 6 weeks there in about a minute.
Let me zip through these. Okay, on July 14th, we have the Dinosaur. This is WTSQ Night, who you mentioned, community radio station. We're thankful they're around. Dinosaur Burps at Infidel Phonics.
I couldn't even say that, by the way. Infidel Phonics?
Infidel Phonics.
Okay.
Infidel Phonics. It takes a couple times. Then Jim Pollock and Allie Fletcher. That's going to be a pretty local night there. It's going to be really good, kind of indie rock. July 21st, of course, we have the Regatta Battle of the Bands winner. We'll get to open for that.
I know we had 250 or some odd band submissions this year. Talk about a committee having a very hard job. If you didn't get selected to be on Live on the Levee stage during Regatta, there's a Battle of the Bands over at Slack Plaza. And the winner of Battle of the Bands last year was The Switch from down south in West Virginia. And they won. And they played at Live on the Levee. So if you didn't get selected, I would sign up for Battle of the Bands. And if you win, you're playing before
you certainly can.
Fleetwood
right.
Mac?
Fleetwood Mac, which is one of the leading Fleetwood Mac touring tribute acts in the United States and North America. And by the way, that is the Battle of the Bands winner.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a paid gig.
You win, absolutely.
You get paid just like any opening act, like any other act would.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say that while we're here.
Good deal.
Okay, July 28th. Eric Bolander from Kentucky, down Kentucky way, where I'm headed there in a little bit.
Okay.
Great singer-songwriter, kind of, you know, a little bit Americana-leaning, okay? And then we've got Buffalo Wobbs in the Price Hill Hustle, also from that down that neck of the woods, and really have been playing up here a lot and all over Appalachia and have really developed a strong following. Funky on August 11th with Jeremy Short. The name says it all.
Funk. A lot of funk.
You know it, baby.
A lot of funk.
You know
funk.
It. And then, of course, some funk. Shalem.
And
close
this
things
thing, as
out.
We talked about. Boy.
With the unit opening. And so that's going to be a real R&B and soul heavy night with some hip hop and some funk and just a really fun party atmosphere.
I know it's like making sausage. You did a lot of grinding to come up with this final product.
You know
My
it.
Hat's off. I applaud you and the committee and all the collaboration. I want to thank Jane. I want to thank Miranda. Of course, I want to thank Mayor Goodwin, Tina.
Yeah.
All the folks with the city, all the folks at Festival.
Well, and thank you for all you do.
I mean, I love to do it. You know, I love to do it.
You know what? It shows. It shows. 20 years into this thing, absolutely couldn't have been done without you. So my hat's off to you.
Bless your heart. Hey, have a great weekend. Have a good time in Kentucky. I'll see you and I'll see everybody listening next Friday night. Haddad Riverfront Park, the Show 'Em Bomb stage will come hopping and popping with some great music. Tons of food vendors. We didn't even get into those. But you will have the time of your life. Just come down, grab a hot dog, grab a beverage of your choice. Stay hydrated. Get on a boat if you can. It is going to be an outstanding season. We'll see you next Friday. John, we'll see you next Friday. And thank you for coming in, my friend.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
I want to come back and talk to you.
We will.
We'll maybe do a mid-season.
We'll do My Town, Your Time, Town every Friday live right here. This is episode 5. I'm going to do it for a year or so.
You're
or more.
Born for this gig, baby.
I love it. I love it. All right, we'll take a short break, and when I return, I'll be joined with some good friends of mine from the YWCA. I think they're out in the hallway. John, take care, and I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Christine from Johnny's Fresh Meat Market, located at the Capital Market in downtown Charleston. When it's time to fire up that grill, Johnny's Fresh Meat Market has the best meat for any occasion. Savor the flavor of our hand-cut choice ribeyes, New York strips, or certified Black Angus fillets. Johnny's has package deals for every size gathering and any budget to guarantee huge savings. If you're looking for quality meats, great prices, or a quick bite to eat, please remember, you can't beat our meat. Johnny's Fresh Meat Market, located at the Capital Market in downtown Charleston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our Better Business Bureau A-rated team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Call now for a free case review and a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call now. 800-388-4901. That's 800-388-4901. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-388-4901.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back in My Town, Your Town, News Talk 1410 AM and 102.3 FM. You can also listen to us on the website, www.wscwam.com, wscwam.com. And I just did this yesterday. I downloaded the app. We have a free app that you can download, News Talk. Search for it on your Android or Apple Store or wherever you get your apps. Download that. I did that yesterday, and you can listen to this show wherever you are in the world, which is quite large. I'd hate to paint the world, but it is kind of large and at the same time very, very small. Now, as promised at the top of the show, NASCAR is celebrating 75 years, and they are doing this NASCAR Foundation, NASCAR Day Giveathon. I don't know why they called it a day, because it's been happening since May the 16th. So there was 4 days that you could give. And the beneficiary in our market is one of our favorite charities, one of the charities that I support so wholeheartedly, and I have 20-some years. I love the YWCA of Charleston, West Virginia, eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. That's what the YWCA is all about. They've been standing for that since 1912 in our market. I'm happy to be joined now by Candace Nelson and Julie Jarrett. Candace, welcome in.
Good morning. How are you?
Julie, say hi.
Good morning.
You doing good?
Yeah.
Guys are both so pretty. I know you can't see. I know this is radio, but they have a face for TV. I've got the face for radio. Candace, talk to me. What do you know about? This is pretty neat. How did you find out that you guys were the beneficiary of this NASCAR Day Giveathon that's actually being coordinated here by this radio station and our sister stations here with LM Communications? How did you find out about it?
Yeah, so, you know, we are really excited to be partnering with LM Communications, and all of the radio stations have been so helpful. So the folks here were interested in, you know, participating in this 75th anniversary for NASCAR and asked if we would like to be involved. So, of course, we were right on board. And it's been 75 hours, so that's why they call it the Day Giveathon.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so 75 hours.
So you knew that. See, that's why I have smart guests. I don't know what I'm doing, guys. I just sit here and steer the ship and hope it don't hit an iceberg. Yeah. You guys go, there's an iceberg, Jim. I go, okay, I'll steer over here. Thank you for that.
We're all
so
focused around that. So it's 75 hours. 75, so it's their 75th anniversary. Okay. It's 75 hours, and they're trying to ultimately raise $750,000.
Nationally
amongst all the nonprofits.
There you go. So now you've heard the rest of the story. You can still give to NASCAR's foundation. They're trying to get $750,000, $750,000. You can go to our website, wscwam.com, wscwam.com. Any amount is greatly appreciated. I've seen as little as $5, and I've seen as much as $575 a given. But the YWCA is our beneficiary here in this market. We thank the radio station here, and we thank NASCAR Foundation. This radio station carries the NASCAR, so that's why they partnered with us. Julie Jarrett. Julie, you are the development officer with the YWCA. I'm sure this is a nice gift for you, because you're like, okay, yeah, this is part of my job.
They can do all the work, right?
Right? Go ahead. Yeah, what? Talk a little bit about your role and what you want to say about how grateful you are to this money and where that money goes here for the YW.
Yes, I'm the development director at the YWCA. I've only been here a couple months. And this money will help with all of our programs.
Which we have. We have so many.
I can read those off.
You can read them off,
yes.
We
have several, yes.
Yes, I know we do.
We have the Alicia McCormick Homes.
Yes.
Which provides traditional housing for victims of sexual assault, dating violence, stalking, and domestic violence. We have the Empowerment Homes for Women, giving permanent housing to elderly, disabled women who were victims of abuse. We have our Child Development Center, offering quality, affordable child development services to empower working families. We have the Resolve Family Abuse Program, serving victims of domestic violence through shelter, support, and advocacy. We have the Racial Equity and Inclusion Program, raising consciousness and organizing to eliminate individuals' structural and institutional racism.
We just had our Race to End Racism, April 28th.
Yes,
Shantae did. She great. Smashed it. She smashed it.
We have the Shanklin Center for Senior Enrichment, mm-hmm. creating a loving community for elderly victims mm-hmm. of abuse to live their lives in dignity and peace. And we have Sojourners Shelter for homeless women and families. And that's just empowering women and families experiencing homelessness to achieve self-sufficiency. And, of course, we can't forget past and present, where we love all your donations.
John and I were just talking about the Moses Auto Group Lime and Levy, and it is great fun for a great cause. We talk about the great cause as being five inner-city charities within the city of Charleston, West Virginia, that help people who may need a bite to eat and a place to stay. And the YWCA Sojourner Shelter has been one of those charities for all 20 years. This is our 20th anniversary of Lime and Levy. So we love what the YW stands for. We love going to Women of Achievement. We love Guys Night Out. We love Girls Night Out. Mark your calendar for Girls Night Out, August the 12th this year. And that's with Julie Hayden's program. It's not Julie Hayden anymore. Julie's program with the Family Resolve program. So, yeah, you guys do a lot of great work. I always applaud you. I love supporting you. I love what you stand for, empowering women and women who may be a little bit down or need a bite or need some direction, but you get them back up and you get them back in the game as quick as you can, and they move on and they become such fruitful, productive citizens. Yes. I love what you guys stand for. So, yeah, this is pretty cool. You still have until 8 o'clock tonight, right, Candace?
That's right.
8 o'clock tonight, May 19th, so you have till 8 o'clock tonight to give to the NASCAR Foundation's NASCAR Day, 75-hour day, give-a-thon that started a few days ago. WSCWAM.com, WSCWAM.com. I know they're trying to hit $750,000. I mentioned the race to end racism. I kind of mentioned Girls Night Out coming August the 12th. Guys Night Out will be a football watching party in October, I do believe, that we watch the WVU football game. I work with that committee as well. How's it going over there? We've got some new leadership, some new folks. You folks are fairly new. Jennifer's fairly new, although she's been at the Y. How's all the synergy coming together? How is the team working? Do you like the feel? Is it a good vibe? Is everything gelling like you hoped it would? Either one of you can jump in.
It's getting there. Our group, the development and marketing team, is really working together hard, and we are knee deep in Girls Night Out, and everything's coming together for that. And we have a great team, and we look forward to all the events that we are planning.
Candace, if people want to help you with Girls Night Out, they still have plenty of time, right?
Oh,
so there's sponsorship opportunities, there's host opportunities, there's giveaway opportunities. You can buy tickets. You can get if somebody wants to get a hold of you or be a part of Girls Night Out, and they haven't in the past, they want to be like a bigger player. They want to be a sponsor or a host. How can they do that?
Yes, of course. We welcome all those who are interested in helping out in some way. If you go to our website, ywcacharleston.org, we have a button right there for Girls Night Out. All things Girls Night Out, whether you want to volunteer, whether you want to get tickets, or whether you want to sponsor the event. Of course, we welcome all those who are interested in helping out.
I'm sure you're well aware that Girls Night Out, I have a lot of favorite days and favorite nights in the universe here in Charleston, West Virginia. But that really is one of my favorite nights. And you're thinking, well, Jim, aren't you a guy? I get to volunteer, and I'm the official greeter for all 2,000 women that come. So it's one of my favorite jobs of the year. I love to do that. And then, of course, after that, I welcome all the women in, and then I take my lovely bride to dinner. It's kind of our thing now. That's what we do every year.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's what we do every year. So, that's kind of fun. Girls Night Out is really a lot of fun. Shout out to DJ EJ. He always does a good job getting the girls up there on the dance floor. And he's just such a pro, and it's so fun. The food is amazing. We do it at the Coliseum now this year, the Charleston Convention and Coliseum. We're back in the corner where the new part is, right? We've had that Girls Night Out at the airport. We've had it at the Farmer Klein and Campbell years ago. I've been a part of the Girls Night Out almost since the beginning. Years ago at Farmer Klein and Campbell, like 2008, we used to do a live auction, and I was the auctioneer. And it was hotter than Hades out there.
I do remember. Yes.
And, there was always one of my favorite pictures, Sandy Call, who's the proprietor for the Bridge Road Bistro. And she's always been like a chair or a co-chair, and she's always been part of Girls Night Out. She was having fun, and there was a picture of her and I that night. And she posted a caption on Facebook. I want him in the bid. I bid on him in the live auction. I want him. I'm like, Sandy, what are you doing?
Awesome.
That's so fun, right? But so Girls Night Out is fun. You guys are raising money, doing good work. We have about a minute left. I'll give each of you an opportunity to give our audience, our listening audience, a parting shot about why they should donate to this and why it's so important that we support the YWCA in Charleston.
You know, supporting the NASCAR Day Giveathon really helps us raise funds for those much-needed programs, So we talked about Girls Night Out, and that raises funds for our Resolve Family Abuse Program. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. We talk about it being a party with a purpose, and that purpose is really to help support these much-needed programs in our community. You know, like Jim said, there are folks that just might need a little bit of help in some way or another, and we are happy to make that happen for them. So we can't do that without your support. So whether it's through the NASCAR Day Giveathon, through our website, or through one of our other events throughout the year, we welcome that support.
Very good. Well said. Julie, parting shot. She nailed it.
She nailed it.
All right.
Good.
Julie Jarrett, our development officer with the YWCA of Charleston, and Candace Nelson, our marketing director. Charleston, YWCAcharleston.org. YWCAcharleston.org. Or go to WSCWAM.com to give to the NASCAR Foundation's NASCAR Day Giveathon. You have until 8 p.m. tonight to help one of my all-time favorite charities. I have many of them, but they just do such great work, the YWCA of Charleston. Thank you, Candace, and thank you, Julie, and we thank you guys for listening. As promised at the top of the show, I said we're going to have a couple of folks in here to talk about the 63rd Annual Armed Forces Day Parade, brought to you by our good friends at the South Charleston Convention and Visitors Bureau. It'll go right down D Street, and if you love Americana, you'll love this event. I'll be right back to talk more about that in just a moment.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have 2 credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back in. We're glad you're joining us for episode number 5. Wow, I got 4 under my belt already. I feel like we're doing okay. They haven't canceled us yet, so that's a good thing. If you're listening, we thank you. If you're not listening, what are you doing? Please listen. News Talk, 1410 AM, 102.3 FM. You can also listen to us on the website, www.wscwam.com, wscwam.com. You can also do what I did yesterday. There's a News Talk app. It's a free app. I downloaded the app yesterday, so you can listen to all the programming on your app if you download it. Of course, if you have an Android, you got to go to a different place, and the iPhone, you know where to go, the Apple Store. So I downloaded it yesterday, and it seemed to work. What a great show we're having. We're at a great couple of conversations we've had already. We started the show off at the top with my good friend John Ingram talking about the start of the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee. That gets started next Friday night, May the 26th, when we have great fun for a great cause. And, of course, we talked about that. We just got done talking with Candace and Julie about the YWCA and their affiliation with the NASCAR Foundation's Giveathon. You still have until 8 o'clock tonight to give to the NASCAR Foundation, and the YW is the beneficiary. One more time, if you're just tuning in, WSCWAM.com or any of the other sister stations here at LM Communications, you can click on a button and donate to that cause. Now, I mentioned that Vicki and Dan were going to be here. I didn't give last names. I just said Vicki and Dan. Of course, everybody knows who that is, right? Well, it's Vicki Baum. She's the executive director with the South Charleston Convention and Visitors Bureau, and it's Dan Lanier. Dan, I forgot your title. What's your title?
Oh, I'm a CW4 retired and the ambassador for the U.S. Army retired.
That's what you are. You're the ambassador for the U.S. Army. So, of course, with Vicki here with the South Charleston Convention Bureau, and we have Dan with the ambassador to the Army, we can only be talking about one thing. The 63rd South Charleston Herbert J. Thomas Memorial Armed Forces Day Parade, established in 1959. Vicki, I'm going to let you start. This is one of, if not the, I think we are, the longest standing Armed Forces Day Parade in the United States of America, and we're darn proud of that, right?
Yes, it's the longest consecutive running Armed Forces Day Parade in the United States, and we're very proud of that. South Charleston is very proud of their military.
They're so patriotic.
They are. And
I consider South Charleston and Ripley our two most patriotic towns in the state of West Virginia.
Yes, we are, and people come out to see the parade. And
flags are waving.
Right, and Dan is so helpful getting the military out for us, and he usually helps us select the parade marshal, and Dan can talk about
Yeah, and Dan,
marshal.
you did just that again this year. The parade marshal this year, what's MSG stand for?
Master Sergeant.
Master Sergeant. Master Sergeant Kenny Bell, he's a WW2 Army veteran. Talk a little bit about our Grand Marshal for the 2023 Armed Forces Day Parade. Master Sergeant Kenny Bell, he's a little bit younger than most veterans we've had now. He's 90-some years old, right? 97 years old. Bless his heart. Daggone it, we honor him. Thank you so much for your service, Kenny Bell. Talk a little bit about Kenny and your affiliation with this parade, Dan.
Yeah, I spent 6 years with the Marine Corps Reserves, and when I switched over in 1973 to the Army Reserve, Kenny Bell was my first section sergeant.
No kidding.
And it was amazing to understand that when Kenny retired and left the unit, I was still there. I went a little bit further. But we got an invitation from his wife to his 90th birthday party, and we're thinking, that's got to be a mistake. Kenny can only be 70. And so, I mean, the guy looks great. And so I checked with a couple other friends. They said, well, yeah, it's probably 70. It's probably a mistake. Kenny was 90 years old and was a World War II veteran, and nobody in the unit knew it. He never mentioned it. He never said anything about it. It was phenomenal. We were in shock.
Dan, that's kind of par for the course. We've done the TV shows with the Armed Forces back before Vicki was the director. I would always have Bob on. I've had the mayor of South Charleston on, Frank Mullins, talking about this parade. We've always promoted this parade. I've always had these grand marshals on. And they've always seemed to be so humble, and the humility, and just they were grateful for the opportunity to serve. And they were not heroes, and they did not want to be put up on a pedestal. They did not want to talk about their service and how heroic they were. They just don't talk about it. Is that par for the course?
It certainly is, Jim, and you're exactly right. They don't mention it, don't say anything. And this guy had been in the unit for 20-some-odd years, and not a soul knew it. And he was so humble, never mentioned it, never talked about it. You're exactly right. I've got a 98-year-old neighbor who was a parade marshal a couple years ago, Mr. Davis.
Right.
Doesn't talk about it.
Yeah.
If you ask him a question, he'll answer it. And the memory he has on all of what he went through in World War II is phenomenal.
I remember, Dan, interviewing him. You were there with me. And you would ask a question, and you would get, yes, it was interesting. They don't give you a lot of details, and they remember. Maybe that's selective memory and just selective conversation, because I can't even imagine. I don't think we can put our arms around what they experienced and what they witnessed. So I don't think it's something you don't want to talk about, right? I can't even imagine.
He's been my neighbor for over 50 years, and I think it took me 10 years to realize he was a World War II vet, and he had a Purple Heart, had been wounded. Never talked about it, so it kind of accidentally came up, and then I started prodding him a little bit, and then he talked about it some, but not a lot. No, they're very humble. They don't talk about it, very quiet about it, and they'll talk sometimes if you ask them or ask the right question.
Dan Lanier is with us. He's the ambassador with the, you call it the Army or the Army Reserve?
Army Reserve State of Army West Virginia. Reserve,
thank you. So what's your role? What does that entail? Are you full-time? Do you work from the house? Do you go out? What is your role like now, Dan? What do you do day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month?
No, it's just in a volunteer status.
Okay.
Based on my 38 years in the program, and I had been the state chair for the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. But our ultimate goal here is to try to enhance the relationship between the drilling reserve and guardsmen with their civilian employers.
Gotcha.
So those guys and ladies that are in reserve units that are working, they can get to their weekend drills, they can get to their annual training without being hassled or, you know, prodded by their employer that they shouldn't be doing that. So we're just trying to enhance that relationship, make it easier on everybody.
Well, I hope you're well received, and I hope corporations and organizations and anybody that has veterans working with them see the value of having them there and accommodate what you're trying to do. I hope they do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing that what they can come up with and what they do. I'll give you a classic example. We took a group of employers on a C-130 trip out of Charleston with the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, and I talked to a lady prior to the trip.
You went up in a C-130?
Yes, absolutely. Prior to getting on the plane, I asked her what she did. She said she owned a rafting company up in Fayetteville. And I said, well, how many employees do you have? She said, well, I got 1.5. I said, okay, really, okay. And so we get on the plane, and we get off the plane, and I asked her, I said, did you get a chance to go up in the cockpit to see what's going on? She said, oh, absolutely. She said, I learned a lot. I said, really, what'd you learn? She said, the female pilot was my part-time employee. I didn't know what she did in the National Guard. No idea. She was the pilot.
That's beautiful. That's a great story.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're going to have to call me someday. I want to go up in a C-130.
Absolutely.
I've never been in one.
We can make that
happen. I'm not a veteran. I appreciate, I applaud, I honor, I support all of our veterans. Thank you for doing what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was never my thing, but I just want to, now as I get older, go thank you, thank you. But I'd like to be around it more.
Well, through the ESGR, we do employer outreach, and we'll take up a couple flights a year if the guards, you know, they're there, they've got the planes available. We'll work out, and we take employers up. A lot of them have not been in the military, and that's what we want those folks, especially because then they get a better understanding of what their employee may be doing in the Guard.
Well, I'm perfect for that. I'll take my phone, I'll get some video, and we'll do a TV show next year for this, and we'll show some of that video, Dan.
Absolutely. We can make that happen.
Vicki, good idea? Jump in here, Vicki.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. We're talking with Vicki and Dan, the 63rd Annual South Charleston. It is the Herbert J. Morris Memorial, officially, the 63rd Armed Forces Day Parade, City of South Charleston, brought to you by the South Charleston Convention and Visitors Bureau, of which Vicki Vaughn is our executive director. Vicki, give us the details as far as logistics. It's tomorrow. It starts what time and where should people line up?
Okay, you want to line up on D Street.
The main street.
Yes, that's
from
the main
mound
street
down.
from the mound down.
No cost to come, right?
No cost to come. There's plenty of side parking around the town.
Yeah.
And you just want to line up at D Street. And don't forget, you know, before the parade, we've got plenty of eateries. And then after the parade, we've got a museum you can go to, the library, antique stores, that type of thing. But the parade will go off at 12 noon. We have around 60 units.
I was going to ask you that with my next question. So about 60 different organizations or people or businesses or armed, whatever.
And half are military, but we have other people in the parade.
So about 60
that are,
or some.
So we have patriotic folks in the parade also, but half are military.
Now, there might be a little precipitation later in the day. We're going to do this whether we get a little drop of rain or not.
It is rain or shine.
Rain or shine. So,
your poncho.
Don't think about, okay, are they going to do it? We're doing it.
Bring your umbrella and your poncho and it won't rain.
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, bring a couple umbrellas, pack all kinds of ponchos, get some rain slickers, get your rubber boots, and then it won't rain at all if you bring all that stuff.
Exactly.
But bring a flag with you, and it'll be a great moving day. It's always very inspirational. It'll be inspirational just to see Master Sergeant Kenny Bell, 97-year-old WW2 veteran, our parade marshal for tomorrow. Rain or shine, I'll tell you what, rest of the day, if I didn't ask Vicki or Dan, we didn't get to a question, you might have a question, feel free to call the South Charleston CBB office at 304-746-5552. That's 746-5552. We're hoping for really good weather. We're hoping for a great turnout tomorrow. Our friends at HD Media, they're going to live stream it from the stage there in front of the mound, right?
They will.
So our good friends at HD Media,
Doug's Gap. Thank you to Dutch Miller for sponsoring that. He sponsors the live stream. I think we have some other sponsors for that as well. A good friend. I'm just going to throw out because I know Mark Plants is going to be one of the sponsors for HD Media. There's others. I apologize. I just knew Mark was going to do it and Chris Miller. But and then at 60 units, half of them will be military. Come out with your flags. Have a great patriotic day. We invite you down. There's no charge. Come early. Get a bite to eat. Stay late and celebrate afterwards. It should be a nice day. Dan, do you have a parting shot you'd like the audience to know about your role, this parade, Kenny Bell, anything that you'd like to kind of depart with?
Well, you've pretty much said it all, Jim. It's a great parade. It's great for the community, the South Charles community and surrounding community. You want everybody to come out from wherever you are. It's a great tribute to the military. Come out and support those folks. We're allowed to have this parade and do what we do because of the military and what they've done in the past and what some of them are doing in the future. So please come out. Bring your ponchos. You'll have a great time.
There's nothing I can add to that. Dan said it all. He wrapped it up well. Vicki, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much,
thanks,
honey.
Jim.
Okay, Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a short break here. And as promised at the top of the show, we have a local new entrepreneur. We're going to talk with her about, you know, opening up a new business, running a new business, what she does, how it does good, why it does good, why she loves her patients, and why she does what she does. So when I'm joined in a minute back, we'll be joined by Lisa from Face the World with Lisa, and that'll be our last segment of the day. It's, boy, the hour's going very quickly. And again, I hope you'll stay with us. We'll take a short break, and when I get back, I'll be joined by Face the World with Lisa. I'll be right back. Thank you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
855-351-FAST. 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 855-351-3278. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do. We welcome you back in. My Town, Your Town, episode number 5, coming to you live from LM Communications in the studio right here at WSCWAM.com. You can listen on that website. You can also download the app. It's a free app. Listen on 1410 AM or 102.3 FM, My Town, Your Town, as you know by now, I hope. But if you're just tuning in, this show is about good stuff. This show is about good people, good organizations, good companies doing good work. It's a good stuff show. So we know there's a lot of negative things. We know there's lots of divisiveness. We know there's lots of crap that's going out there in the world. We know there's lots of fear, but I try to focus on this show, all the good people moving our state, our community forward in a positive way. So it's a very eclectic show. We've had some charities on. We talked about music today. We talked about the YW. We talked about honoring our veterans tomorrow with the Armed Forces Day Parade. But sometimes I like to have businesses on here. And in this case, this is a new business. This is a new entrepreneur. She started a new business about 8 months ago. I'm joined now by the one and only Face the World with Lisa. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You're a registered nurse, so I want the audience to know a little bit about your journey as a nurse. Give us an elevator pitch about your journey as a nurse. I think you've done every kind of nursing known to man, right? Yeah. So start from the beginning to where you are now. Your journey and how you evolved to get where you are now.
So I went to nursing school down in Atlanta, Georgia, graduated and worked in many fields down there, but landed in plastic surgery, which became really my true love. But then moved up here to West Virginia 13 years ago.
And you love it, right?
Love it.
Okay, thank you.
Love. Couldn't find, had a hard time finding a job in plastic surgery. So went to work in over at St. Francis, which I loved. Worked in surgery there, both outpatient and in the hospital.
You did a lot of, what do you call that? When you work on bones.
Orthopedic.
Orthopedic. You worked on orthopedic.
I worked with a lot of orthopedic
I don't know
doctors.
What a lot of nurse guys.
Yeah, they were great. They were great, too. But anyway, so I did land a job working for a plastic surgeon here in Charleston. And I guess, gosh, it's hard to believe that it's going to be coming up on a year in July.
I'm going to try something a little bit different. And you're thinking, I'm going to start my own business.
Right.
Wasn't necessarily your idea. I know the story, but you're a good friend. You have her name written down there. She's like, Lisa, let's do our own thing.
Right.
We'll talk about that. Talk about Robin a little bit.
You know, she, so my business partner is Robin Sylvester, right. And she runs Universal Aesthetics. But yes, she came over one night, to said she needed to talk, and brought some red wine and some Cheez-It crackers. So lovely combination, she's like, I want to go out on my own. And she said, I want you to do it with me. So right there is when we started our putting it out there, our mantra, what we wanted, where we wanted to be. And it
you had
really,
no place to do it. You didn't know really what you were going to name it. You just know you were. She's an esthetician, right?
She is a licensed esthetician.
A brilliant
she is
one.
Awesome.
And we haven't talked about what you are. You are a registered nurse. We have established that. But what do you say you are?
I am a certified nurse injector of Botox and facial fillers.
So the good that you do that we talk about on this show is you make women and men feel gooder.
Better.
Better. Good.
Beautiful.
More beautiful. Just more confidence. And so you help them. And you right now you're just doing things in and around their face, right? That's why you are Face the World.
Yes. Face the World.
What are some services that you offer? I don't know what you do.
Well, I help minimize those wrinkles.
Okay.
And I might plump up some areas.
Okay.
Your lips, your cheeks. Basically anything that the client doesn't feel satisfied with themselves.
That's a good way to put it. You're about 8 months in. I know that this is a huge growing industry. Botox is a brand name. Who makes Botox?
Allergan.
Allergan makes Botox.
Right.
I do know this. They just turned 21 years old. So it's not new. People still think Botox is new. It's 21 years old now.
Right.
And it's a growing industry. Lisa, why do you think it's growing? Is it baby boomers like my age going, I want to stay younger than 65? I don't know.
Or is it
young people are doing it. They do it for preventative. See, that's just something I haven't been able to grab a hold of yet because of my age. But they're doing it, right?
They are doing it. It is across the board.
We got about 5 minutes left, Lisa. Where do you and Robin, you have a suite or you have like a, you share, you guys are your own individual businesses, right? You're Face the World. You're the only employee.
Right.
Robin is her only employee. She's Universal Aesthetics, right?
Yes.
Robin's going to be on. Next Friday on My Town, Your Town, because May is National Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I want to talk with Robin about skin and about, the unofficial beginning of the summer when we tend to lay out on a boat or our docks or our decks or we go play
our
sports
beach.
Or the beach, and, we don't put sometimes we should put the sunscreen on. I'm talking about myself sometimes, but we're going to talk about her with that. But so, and you're face the world with, Lisa, and you're your only employee. Where are you guys physically located?
We are located at 114 Washington Street West, Suite 204.
The heart of Elk City?
Yes, the heart of Elk City.
If you're
directly
listening, if you're listening to this, you know where the grill is, right? We've all eaten at the grill. If we haven't eaten at the grill, we know where the grill is.
Right.
You are right across from the grill.
Directly across
second
the street.
Second floor?
Second floor.
Suite 214. A good number to get a hold of you, I do believe, I have it written down here, 304-410-0202, 304-410-0202, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you can call or text that, get a hold of Face the World with Lisa. You want to give Robin's number in case somebody wants to call her?
I do, because, you know, Robin, I know you're having her on your special next Friday,
yep.
But, you know, you said that the month of May is skincare. You know, sunscreen.
Skin cancer, yeah.
Anyway, she is doing a special. All of our skincare products, our sunscreens, her sunscreens, are 10% off through the month of May. But Universal Aesthetics, it's 304-446-2191.
Very good. That is Robin Sylvester with Universal Aesthetics. I'm talking with Lisa. Lisa is the owner, proprietor, entrepreneur, specialist of Face the World with Lisa. Lisa, you've always been a registered nurse. You've either worked in a hospital, I think you worked at a psych hospital before, you mentioned plastic surgery, you've done orthopedic, you've worked in practices, you've worked in hospitals, you've done home health nursing. I mean, you've done every kind of nursing pretty much known to man. And then all of a sudden, you're thinking, Robin really spurred you with I think it was the cheeses. It could have been the red wine. I don't know. But that combination.
The combination
was like, yeah, we can do this. Let's open up our own business. What has jumping into the business world, the entrepreneurship world, how has that gone? You're not one, but you found the future of nursing's entrepreneurial program.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that and how that prepared you.
So I did take an excellent course called the Future of Nursing, and it was a two meeting kind of probably 6 hours. Mm-hmm. But they partner you up with all sorts of people that will help you run a business: accountants, lawyers, marketing. So it really gave me a jump start of the things that I needed to do in order to start my business, as far as the licensings and getting a medical director. They walk you through the whole process. So I would advise any nurse that's thinking about going out on her own.
Because they still offer these courses, right?
They offer it.
All
and
the
it's
time.
It's a minimal cost. I want to say it's under $50.
I don't know the website, but search Future of Nursing West Virginia. Future of Nursing West Virginia. They do have an entrepreneurial program. Lori Marino runs that. She is just tremendous. I love her to death. And she taught Lisa, and she's taught many other people how to go out in your business. In the nursing world, there's more to nursing than working in a medical practice or the hospital or doing home health. You can, if you have a dream job or you have an entrepreneurial spirit or you want to run your own business for more freedom, call Lori Marino at Future of Nursing. As we wrap down here, Lisa, good luck to you. I know you don't have quite a year under your belt. That first year is the toughest. I know you're going to make it. We appreciate you coming into my town, your town. Good luck, young lady.
Thank you. Feel free to stop by anytime. I'll give you some Botox.
Woohoo! Yeah, right. Yeah, me. That sounds like something I need. But, yeah, we appreciate you coming in. We'll be talking with her partner, Robin, next week with Universal Aesthetics, learning more about skin cancer and skin cancer awareness and products that you can put on your skin to keep you safe this summer. What a great, great show. My hat's off to, and I applaud John Ingram for coming in. Thank you to Candace and Julie with the YW. Thank you to Vicky and Dan for the Armed Forces Day Parade tomorrow. And I thank Lisa with Face the World with Lisa one more time, 304-410-0202. Go to our website to listen to this. It'll be archived. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it today, go to the website, WSCWAM.com. Download that app, and we will be back here next week on May the 26th for the 6th edition of My Town, Your Town. Have a great weekend.
Your family, and he taught you our history. He helped you fix your first flat. He was the best backyard DJ around. And every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important.
but there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect, honor, share. StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
1410 AM, WSCW, and W272DW, 102.3 FM. South Charleston, an LM Communications.